What did people used to use to carry water in?
We start off with buckets. Then some people call them pails, pail of water.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
The one Grandpa had, it would just depend on who was talking about it. You know, some people call it a pail and some call it a bucket. Wooden buckets are originally made out of oak.
What about the ones that you milk in?
I call it a milk bucket myself. I've milked a many times. Same thing, they call it a milk pail, milk bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about what you carry food to the hogs in?
Slop bucket.
And you pour the slop then into the?
Hog trough, pig trough.
And you had three or four of those. You say you had three or four?
Slop buckets.
Or?
Pig trough.
Okay. And what would you fry eggs in? What would you use to fry eggs in?
Some people use a frying pan, which is thinner material, and then others use a skillet that was made out of cast iron.
Did you ever see something like the skillet that had little legs on it you could cook in the fireplace? Shower.
Dutch oven. Dutch oven type, yeah, with a lid over, yeah.
And something, if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you could put them in a
vase.
What if you wanted to grow them in the house?
Get a flower pot. They used to make them out of the same cypress material, and they spent a lot of time, and they'd shape them. With a narrow bottom and up to the top, I don't know just what you call it.
Does anybody still make them?
Not to my knowledge. Or maybe some older couple, but I hadn't seen one. You know, everybody go to the shop and buy them.
You're setting the table next to each plate. You give everybody a...
Do what now?
Next to each plate for people to eat with, you give everybody a...
A fork, a spoon, a knife, a cup, or a glass.
Nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say have to go.
Nowadays?
Uh-huh.
In the dishwasher mostly, and we don't have one, by the way.
Well, you have to...
In the sink.
And you have to do what to
them? Well, wash them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you wash them with?
Dish rag.
What about to dry them?
Drying rag.
Okay. You say after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she...
Wrenches them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're bathing your face?
Wash rag, washcloth.
Which would you call it?
Depends on how worn it is. No, I've used both terminologies. Sometimes I say, where's that wash rag? And she says, it's up there with the washcloth, you know.
What about what you dry yourself with?
Towel, bath towel.
And you have something in a big container and you wanted to pour it into something with a narrow mouth. To keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
funnel.
And something that that people would make out of sugar cane.
Syrup, molasses.
What's the difference?
The molasses is thicker, and then you get back to a terminology also. Some people call it molasses, and some people call it syrup. People from Missouri call it syrup, something like that.